Can anybody out there hear me? Hear me?
On this team, we fight that itch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that itch.
Coming in at 320 kilobytes per second, it's time for Maddie C's Sports for you and me.
What the fuck is up? They ain't touching me for nothing. Gang shit is not my business. I ain't not the one to fuck with.
All right, everybody, Maddie C Sports for you and me. I'm the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I'm over here as the Fresh Prince of Lakeville MMA. My boy, Miguel Sevesen, a.k.a. M.F.N. Miguel Sevesen. How you doing today, bro?
Good, man. How you doing? Getting ready for this fight, you know, 1 week out.
So. Me too, man. I'm ready. But, like, physically, I'm not as tough as you. So I'm glad you're ready. Glad you're all set, man. So, you know, first thing I wanted to ask you is, you know, in all seriousness, the journey from when you got injured to now, like, you know, do you feel like you got, I don't want to say like a second chance, but like you feel like this is where I'm going to defend this and I'm going to show everybody what's up, that I didn't even go anywhere?
Yeah, it was like, definitely a mentally tough road, because, like, you know, you come back from training and it's like these guys are training, working hard, and you're like sitting on the sidelines, you know, and I'm like, man, it's gonna take me forever to catch up, you know. But finally I did the rehab, got stronger, and then it was a little bit hard at the beginning to, like, because there's some moves I couldn't do the same because my leg was holding me back a little bit, my knee was holding me back, but I got some movements, you know. If when I was in wrestling, like, people could take me down easier because I'm like, oh, a little bit nervous of the knee, you know, and it's just like you're more of your back of the head thing. So it was more of I had to like break that. And as soon as I broke that, everything was just going smoothly. The kicks were going better. My movement was better. My jiu-jitsu was getting better. And like, I'm feeling like sharp, sharp. So now, like, I think what people don't realize, and people are saying like, oh, with my knee, like, you know, like probably like always injured, you know, like that's gonna hold them back. That's not it, dude. It's not it at all. I like, if anything, I feel stronger and better before, because like I had knee problems this whole time, and finally I got the surgery and I was winning my fights. So now, like, my knee's completely good and I'm gonna go out there and fucking beat this guy's ass because I feel amazing. I'm gonna show everybody what's up.
And, man, like, I've seen it through, like, you know, I don't see you every day, bro, but I, like, see you through Cage Titans. You come to the events when, even when you're not fighting, and then, like, through your posts, and it's, like, I've seen the progression of, like, your positivity, like having fun, and, like, you know, we're talking earlier before this about you and Jack and all the Lakeville crew, like, were they, like, really supportive in helping you, like, kind of get through this yourself, too?
Oh yeah, 100%. Like, I was very down the dumps at first. My job, I just got my job, and they were like, I had to tell them, like, listen, like, I can't work. And they told me that I was on thin ice and stuff like that. And I think that's why I made that, like, very upsetting, you know, retirement post, you know, because I was just so down the dumps. And it's like, if I don't have a job, you know, I, you know, as much as I want to go to the UFC and I believe myself, I'm going to the UFC, like, I got to have other stuff to pay the bills right now. You know, I'm not like everybody else, you know? So, like, I was very upset, and I think I just made that out of emotion. And, but like, Jack was so cool. Like, we went out to eat and stuff like that. And he was getting ready for a fight, I believe, at the time. And we went out to eat, and you know, all he did was have a salad with no dressing.
I was gonna say, did he just have a head of lettuce?
Yeah, literally. And I was just having like, I don't know, a burger and fries. I'm like, I'm sorry to do this to you, man. But yeah, he was just like, you know, like, this is, it's MMA, dude. That's like, you're gonna have more of these, you know. UFC fighters get more and more surgery time. They just don't talk about them. And I was like, yeah, like, I just, it was just more of like my job was holding me back, and I felt like a little bit I just felt like that I needed my job, you know. And then finally I was like, I got back to my job, everything's cool now, and it's been 8 months later, and I'm on track, and I'm getting ready for my first fight back, and like my job doesn't even know I fight anymore, because I told them like, oh yeah, I quit MMA and stuff, so and I'm not friends with any of them on Facebook or anything, so they don't even know I fight.
This is Mike Segaminen.
Yeah, literally.
Oh man, so from the positive side, man, I mean, you're coming back, you know, back in full force. All the Cage Titans fans are back to see you, and I mean, you're jumping right back where you started. I mean, you're fighting a tough opponent in Sergey Pasunko. You know, when I saw you at the last Cage Titans, you guys came in there, like, what was your emotions like kind of facing off with them? I mean, you kind of didn't face off. You guys just kind of looked at each other like,
yeah,
hey.
Yeah. like Sergey's tough, and he beats everybody in the first round. He only went to the three rounds once out of all of his fights, you know. But I felt from that was kind of like his confidence, if anything. I was like, wow, this kid's like confident in himself. And it was really cool, because it was like, I'm gonna break that. Like, I'm gonna see how long that lasts, you know. And he reminds me of the same, like, body wise figure is reminds me a lot like Kyle Pufau, but just two different fighting styles, you know. Like a bigger lightweight, you know, because he fought at welterweight, right. Fought at welterweight and then fought at 165 or 160. Like, he has to cut 5-10 more pounds. He's never fought at 155, so like, he's got 5-10 more pounds. That's a lot of weight more to cut in the sauna, you know. He's gonna have a hard cut, and I'm gonna push the pace. That's what I'm gonna do, you know. I'm gonna push the pace. I'm gonna see how his cardio is, because that's gonna be tough on him. So, and I've been in 155, you know, multiple times. My whole career has been 55, so like, I know what I'm getting myself into. I know the cardio that I have, and I know the strength that I have, and I'm gonna push him. And I'm going to see how far he can go until he's broken.
For sure, man. And I mean, your last championship belt fight, man, nobody will ever forget that. And
no,
the legendary, I'm done.
Yeah.
That was the greatest thing. And then you put that belt on, man. That was great to see.
Yeah.
That was at what? Cage Titans 50?
Yeah, I believe so.
That was my first card of interviewing people.
Really?
Yeah. That was the first ever card of Cage Titans that I started at Cage Titans.
Oh, cool.
So, bro, like, there's a connection there, bro.
Yeah. That's when you became a fan. I like it.
Yeah. From fan to interviewer. Friend interviewer, homies, whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for this one, you know, like you said, Sergey is switching weight classes and stuff, and you're predominantly at 155 most of the time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, there's a lot of 155ers out here, and I mean, you've seen it out here all the time, and they're really, really competitive up here in New England. And it's like, my question to you is, you know, eventually when you turn pro, I mean, we got the Boston card coming up. I mean, do you kind of see a prediction of who in the 155 might join the show?
I mean, obviously I would love it to be me, but you know, I think that I won't have enough fights by then, and who knows if I'll even have my pro debut by then. And then, but my guess, I'd probably say I'd like to see Peter Barrett on there because, you know, he did have like a couple wars in his last three fights, you know. The Mo Kanani fight was awesome.
My God.
Yeah.
I want to see him up in the training room or the room upstairs. And, bro, like the doctor was there and his eyes like this and he's all cut up and crazy. He's just chilling. He's like, oh, what's up, Maddie? What's going on? I'm like,
yeah.
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Yeah. As he's bleeding out.
Yeah. And then, yeah, of course, like, I mean, what else are you thinking?
I would definitely love to see him in the UFC at least another shot, you know. But I think it's well-deserved. And then another person who's not a 55er, but I would say Connor Matthews, I think.
Absolutely.
Monster. But I think he's going for another contender series shot. But, I mean, he could get the call on there because I know they want local guys. And then another person, obviously, is Jack Condon, who I think, because at the time he'll be 4-0 now. And oh, actually, no, 3-0. I'm sorry. I forget the Kez record. But, yeah. And 55ers for the lightweights, you know, it's stacked.
It is. It's ridiculous how stacked it is.
Pros and Amis. Yeah.
Now, the big thing everybody wants to see right when this came out about Boston card. A lot of Cage Titans fans want to see the Giannetti and Barrett fight. Now, I think that's a crazy fight. I just think it's a long shot.
I think it's a long shot too. I don't know. I was reading up. I was watching I read the comments and stuff. Joe Giannetti is the one who's saying like Peter Barrett is like ducking him, will not fight him. You know, he's been calling him out for years. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know, but I thought the Joe Giannetti versus Luigi fight was going to be awesome, but that didn't happen. Remember that? But
oh yeah, that's right, Luigi.
Who's the former? And then
Joe got sick. I forgot about that. But so. Yeah, I mean, I know it's like you're more concentrated on your fight, but I mean, what fight are you looking forward to the most? I mean, I will say you're probably your answer is probably Jack Condon and Trevor Goody.
Yeah, but that's not only because like I'm his teammate, it's because like that's just going to be a good freaking fight. Mm. Like Jack is tough, you know, mentally, physically, you know, like you're just not going to break that kid. And Trevor Goody, you know, he's long. He's the longest, tallest opponent that Jack's ever faced. You know, it's hard to like get a read on someone who's 6'7" and going to fight. You know what I mean? Like Jack can't really find sparring partners like that. But I think that Jack's just going to go through him like butter, like a chainsaw of butter. You know, and I'm not just saying it because he's my teammate. I just think if you look at who Jack's fought and who he's went through easily versus Trevor Goody, you know, Trevor Goody has like a couple good fights, but, you know, I just don't see it really. I think he'll get to the second round finish. Jack, TKO. That's what I'm calling right now. But Mitch Raposo versus Tyler Smythe. That's going to be a banger. Aaron Hughes versus what's his name? He's a scrappy kid.
Jake Hixenberg.
Okay, yeah, Jake Hixenberg. That kid's scrappy. So yes. Like I watched his last fight on Cage Titans and I was like, this kid's like he's a good kid. Like he's talented. So he reminds me a lot like Nate Diaz, don't he though?
Yeah, he wild, man. He wild.
Yeah.
But so is Aaron though. Mm-hmm. Aaron's wild too.
Both. I mean, you kind of have to.
Like
be.
You, No, I'm not stepping in no cage unless I'm taking a picture with you. but man, like this card is packed, man. It really is. And you know, like you said, like Jack Condon and Trevor is what I'm looking to too. And out of respect for both of them, I will not say what I predict, but Trevor's got his own skills and so does Jack. Mm-hmm. I mean, two totally different, I want to say figures, but like Jack's, I have to say Jack's just huge. Like he's just huge. He can be at 120. He'd probably look like a muscle man. And he's crazy. And he told me his nutrition stuff. And I was like, maybe I'll take some lessons for him. I was like, absolutely not. I don't know how you live.
Bro, like I come over his house, right? And I'm like going to his refrigerator, right? And I open it up and then all it is almonds, lettuce, like tomatoes, like fruit. I'm like, bro, where's the ice cream? Where's the beer? Like, what is this? he eats so clean. I'm like, this is depressing. I have to go over and bring over my own shit. I'm like, dude, we gotta talk.
Oh, man.
I can't come over here.
He's like, I got iceberg. I got romaine.
Bro, have you ever had this mango before? Yeah. Like, you do not go over there and throw a party. Let me tell you, because all it is just veggies and protein. That's all you're getting. You gotta like bring your own stuff.
Much respect, Jack, but I mean, shit, your nutrition is just absolutely crazy. And
yeah,
I don't,
honestly, yeah, tell them to lighten up. Let them know. Eat a pizza.
I was asking him about Thanksgiving, and I think he said like, "I'll take one bite of something, and then I have." I don't know if it was peas. I forget, but I was like, "Bro, I can't. I wouldn't be able to live like you live. Like I would be like." Skin and bone, like
yeah.
I'd be an example of rations.
We went on a vacation together. Went to Florida, and I'll get a pizza or whatever. He's getting like steak with veggies. You know, if he gets a burger, he gets it with like those healthier potato. What do you call it? Sweet potato fries. And I'm like, dude, you are, this is disrespectful. Like, I can't even eat next to you. Like, but
yeah, I think that is going to be a huge one. I also think the toughest test right now and a big one from my boy, Andrew Valdina fighting Will Sriracha Smith. Also respect him too. You know, these two are, you know, Will's had a couple bangers. Valdina's getting his pro career started.
Yeah.
I think this is his biggest test for sure. And you know, Valdina's Valdina. He finds his ways. He's
crafty.
This thing is 24 hours for him. He eats, sleeps, and does everything for this sport. And it's crazy to see.
So crazy how like good he got too, like I like from amateur to pro, like I was going with him like sparring and like rolling and stuff. Crazy how like he really pieced it together. Before it was like, all right, we're gonna do jiu-jitsu now. When he was fighting, he'd be like, all right, we're gonna do jiu-jitsu now, all right, we're gonna do striking now. Like he wouldn't mix it up well. Now it's like flawless, like everything, because he has the wrestling, he has jiu-jitsu, he has the strike, and just he moves so well now, and everything just goes so well. And then I'm not gonna lie, sometimes he's a handful. He's definitely a handful. I'm like, all right, I'm like, get off my back.
You know? I said to him before, because he's roommates with Tyler Menard, and I'm like, you gotta keep telling Menard to keep fighting, because he's ridiculous.
Yeah, like, he is.
But he's like a goofy kid, but I respect him because he's so funny.
Yeah,
it's like. And it's like 2 days later after he wins, he's sponsored by a hot dog company in Rhode Island.
Yeah, like, that's a riot. And then you see like he just doesn't eat clean at all. And he looks like that. It's like, that's just not right, man. Like I've seen this kid eat like muffins and donuts before training. and he's just shredded to the bone, looks absolutely like a Greek god. And I'm just like, this is like, I'm scared to take off my shirt, dude. Like, I have a fupa right now, and I don't even want to show it. So,
no kidding, man. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, he looked in like phenomenal shape. Like Jack was told me, he bought tickets to go see his fight. I was like, Jack, can you pick me up tickets? Jack was like, yeah, sure. Goes over to the house and buys tickets from Tyler, and he told me that, yeah, you know, just Tyler showing me his like his after. He weighs in food. And I was like, oh, really? I was like, what was it? He goes, it was candy donuts. I was like, what? I was like, everyone else brings fruit, protein, you know, this kid's bringing candy, like donut. I was like, what the hell? And he just looks phenomenal. It's just not fair, man. It really isn't fair.
It's those some people just have that metabolism, yeah. Man. Like, literally, like, I weighed myself, like, not too long ago. I was at 193. Now I'm at 164. And I didn't even do anything. But it goes up and down. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm like you. I'm a burger and fries kind of person, man.
Oh, like, hell yeah. Dude, I like to live off this this little motto that I made up. And it's like, party hard, train harder. You know what I mean? That way I live both lives, you know what I mean? I'm not like outside of camp and I'm like, oh, I can't eat that or I can't do that, you know. It's like, if I want a cheese, if I want a pizza, I'm gonna have a pizza, like, and I'll just, you know, burn it off.
Well, I'm sure you will, man, and you better, because I'll probably be at weigh-ins, so.
Yeah, I mean my weight's looking good right now. Like, I'm only 170, so I have 15 pounds left and I still have a week. And usually I cut around 10 to 12. So this time I'm like right where I usually am. I think I'm going to do the bath again. I liked doing the bath with Epsom salt. So someone told me to try to do the Epsom salt. I've never done the Epsom salt. I've always just done the plain bath, but I'm going to try that. The sauna is just a lot. It's so mentally draining. You know, I have to take spurts of going in there, like, what, 30 in, 30 out, 30 in, 10 out. And one time I was cutting weight, and it's probably about 9 o'clock at night, and I have like 3 pounds left. And I'm sitting down on this cold floor during my break, and hoodie down, dripping sweat constantly, right? And I'm just looking at the ground. I see 2 feet coming up to me. He's like, are you all right? And I was like, oh, and I'm like trying to like look up. I'm just so weak. And it's just this old man naked. And I'm just like looking up. And I just see Bush. And I'm just like, bro, no,
I am not okay.
Yeah. I'm like, you just made this 10 times worse for me. And I just looked down quickly. I'm like, I'm all right. Get away from me. You know, I was like, oh, dude, at least fucking trim it for me. Like, what the hell? Disgusting.
And you know, that's the thing that like kind of scares me for like fighters, like how you guys cut weight or need to gain or whatever, you know what I mean? Because it's like, yeah. The craziest thing I've ever seen was when Chuck Liddell had a team on The Ultimate Fighter. It was Chuck Liddell, and he locked the dude in the sauna, and he was and he had a half a pound, and he had an hour, literally closed the door. And he was collapsing to the scale, and I don't think he made weight still. It's like,
yeah, I don't think he did either. Oh no, I think he did actually. I don't. I remember. I know that video that you're talking about. I think those were kind of a lot more crazy back then. Like, you know, for a half a pound now, you'd just be like sitting in a hot tub or something like that, or like walk on the treadmill, you know. But I think like cuts got a lot better since then. But I do think some people do a crazy amount of water weight. They try to cut like 20 pounds. Like you hear like some of the, like Michael Chandler goes from 155 to 189 in one night. Like, how is that possible? Like, seriously, right. How is that?
Right.
I don't know how that's possible. But, you know, and without using an IV bag anyways, you know what I mean? IV bags, you're getting everything back, you know? But I talked to Joe Lozon about it, and then Joe was like, yeah, the most I've ever weighed was, I'm usually about 165, 167 fight night. And I was like, same. Like, I'm usually 170. But I saw the Cyborg thing. You ever see her weight cuts?
No.
She was crying. She's like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Like, they're just like, come on, you only have like 3 pounds left. And she was just weak. They get her up. She's just skin and bones. I was like, kind of like, why would you want that videoed? I don't know. Because like, for me as the other fighter, I'm like, wow, this, she's broken, you know? Like, I just wouldn't want someone videoing that. But like, seeing me being a fighter, I know what she's going through, you know? So
it's, I mean, more power to you guys on that, for real. Like, I just, it's just a crazy how much skill and, you know, and just like mental preparation you have to make a, like, a certain weight. Like, you know, like, of course, me and you have seen, like, oh, well, you know, this person missed by 5 pounds or half a pound. You got an hour to try to lose it, you know, like, but hopefully you don't have to go through that struggle, man. Just have that little Epsom salt bath, bro.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm going to do. And Justin Simmons.
Make sure the bush is on around.
Hey, I'm clean shaved out there, buddy. I'll let you know right now.
Oh, I'm just making sure you don't go into the gym and see some dude try to come at you.
Yeah, those guys, yeah, I don't want none of that. No, that's why I'm not going there no more. I changed gyms. That was Planet Fitness. I knew them weirdos from the get-go. So I go to WOW now.
Oh, my God. So Miguel knows the deal. Keep it a bag. Go to WOW. Yep. Planet Fitness may be nice and affordable, but you might see some fucked up shit along the way.
Yeah. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it.
It's worth it to make sure your vision is clear.
Yeah, they have a no bully free zone too, so you can't even talk shit after either. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. So, I mean, looking towards this card, like, you're yourself, like, is there any, like, personal goals you have for this fight?
I really want to make a statement coming back, obviously. You know, I think another undefeated guy, I'm kind of overlooked, you know, especially when he's beating everyone up in the first round, basically. You know, one of them is a black belt. The other one's a wrestler. So I just want to like dominate him. You know, one thing I would love to do, and Kamaru Usman said it, but John Jones, I think, does it the best, is he likes to beat people at their own game. So that way they know, like, there is no way I could have beat them. You know what I mean? But John Jones fought Thiago Santos. And Thiago Santos is famous for his leg kicks. Well, John Jones out-leg kicked him, where the guy had to get 2 ACL surgeries and MCL surgeries in both knees. Like, that's wild, you know? And then what's his face when... Yeah, there was another one, but John Jones just does it the best. He just beats them up with their best game. So they know, like, I had no hope, like, no hope. So a part of me wants to, like, take him down to the ground, tap him, ground and pound him, make sure, like, he can't move. So that way he knows, like, if I even struck with this kid, there was just no way in hell, like, I would be able to win. So that's how I, like, foresee this, you know. But make him, get him tired, get him on the ground, and just ground and pound him.
I love it, man. That was a good one from you, man. For real. Thanks. That was a good one. Because, I mean, that's a good personal goal, man. And that's a good statement without talking shit.
Yeah. No, I'm not talking shit. I'm just like, that's what I want. I want to beat him at his own game. And I want him to know, like, holy shit, dude, there's just no way I could have been. There's no way. Like, I have no way I could beat him. And I would know from seeing it in his eyes and stuff like that. I mean, I see his striking. His striking is just not up to speed as mine. And I think I can take him out, probably knock him out, TKO him. But a part of me wants to seriously bring him down the ground, bring him through the trenches and just paint the snot out of him on the ground and just let him know, like, there was just no way. You know, I'm so mentally strong, and I don't know how mentally strong he is. You know, he trains pretty. Everything he does is training pretty. You know what I mean? He has a really nice gym. He has the really nice clothes that he goes and trains with. You know, he has a big group, you know. But, you know, works with Logo Lobo, famous guy, you know. But me, man, I'm working in New Bedford, you know. I got, like, you know, ghetto guys going, what's up, you know, trying to take me down, grab me, putting me in the trenches. And I'm getting working my ass to get back up, you know. And, like, I just don't think he has that kind of mentality that I do.
You got the hard nose compared to, you know. In much respect to Loco Lobo, love that dude. He's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, he's awesome.
He's an awesome dude for every fighter he looks out. Even me, I had the bad – when I had my knee surgery, he's like, gives me the pat on the back. He's like, you're going to be all right. Don't worry about it. Shake it off. I was like, thanks. Like, I wish I was training with you right now, bro.
Yeah, he is awesome. He's so funny, too.
But, Miguel – my last question to you is, so I want to make a bet. So if you have to make a bet with Jack, you got to say, bro, if I win, you got to eat the fattest burger that I request you eat. No sweet potato fries, none of that bullshit. You got to eat what I tell you, you got to eat, bro.
I will. I'll make that bet with Jack. And he has to pay for it too. My dinner, or his dinner. See who beats their opponent first.
My God! You know? Well, just know that your after meal is you're gonna have iceberg lettuce and fucking. Oh, so it might be bad for you.
No, I'm telling you right now. If I have a plate full of carrots in front of me after my fight, I'm gonna be so upset.
There ain't gonna be no fucking Bugs Bunny, man. You're gonna be that hunter dude.
Yeah, literally.
Elmer Fudd. So, bro, how can everybody look out for you, see what you're up to, like, social media-wise?
Follow me on Instagram, Migs31. My TikTok is also Migs31, so I'm trying to get famous somehow. So even if I'm a TikTok star, that's fine. I don't care. Make my mom proud. It's all right. Buy something nice.
It's all right. Yeah, and yeah, man. So Saturday, do you have tickets available from your camp, like you yourself?
I don't, man. I'm all sold out show. So
that's what's up. So everybody's gotta look somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, you can buy the live stream and use my promo code Miguel Stevenson when you buy it. So that way, you know. Some of that stuff goes to the fighters, and that'll go to me if you type my name in. So I'd really appreciate it, guys.
Yes, we will make sure that happens. So, everybody, Miguel Mother Effin Tevison, look out for him Saturday, Cage Titans, Plymouth Memorial Hall, sold out crowd. You'll see me somewhere. I'll be around. You'll see Miguel. He'll be around.
Yeah, in the cage.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely in the cage. So 5 o'clock doors open, and I think the fight start around 6. So everybody come over there, and it's gonna be a good time. So everybody have a good night, and this is Matty C. Good night, Sadie, and thank you all. Good night.
Thanks for watching Matty C's Sports for You and Me. Make sure to follow Matty C on MattCameron23 on Twitter, Matty C23 on Instagram, and subscribe to Matty C's Sports for You and Me on YouTube.
What the fuck is up? They ain't touching me for nothing. Gang shit is not my business. I ain't not the one to fuck with. I bring the flow, with lyrical stamina, rapping a million miles. One pun, I'm an animal, then I'm a cannibal, taking my pick and I pounce. Bold and serious, cold amphibious track murderer. A cup I need by no one, so I got my back. Vertebra, the heat is up, extinguisher, I got the track burning up. Don't think to touch, 6 feet's enough to get the match to combust. Diamond, strike it, ignite on any given surface, solid, callous, symbols that come from...